Good day and welcome to Natural Health Dialogue. I'm Joseph Palmer here with naturopathic doctor Randy Lee. And we're not talking about getting shots at the clinic. We're talking about good health and good taste during this time of year. Now, in November, December, I can see myself sitting by my fireplace. And if I'm doing that, I probably need to have something warm in my hand that's very tasty, liquid. Yeah. And Randy's going to help us with that today. And of course, it's going to be healthy and it's going to taste great. Randy, what do we have?
Absolutely. Today, we're going to talk about mulled cider. We've been following the theme during this month of talking about herbs that are used for with holiday benefits. And while you could drink mulled cider year round, it seems that we only bring it out and use it during the holiday season. Back in the Middle Ages, before they had central heat and air and the winters were cold, people would sit around in cold, dank, dark, moist rooms all winter long. Rarely would they bathe because there was no warm place to bathe.
Yikes.
And they would wrap themselves in animal skins and furs. Obviously then you've set yourself up for all kinds of respiratory diseases and parasitical diseases. Mm. And it was just a very tough time to grow. And so one of the things that they learned was that there were ways that they could take some of the spices that would benefit them and put them together in a way where they could drink them. They would put them in their wines, or they would just put them in water, for that matter, make a tea out of them. But by doing that, they got healthful benefits and a warm drink at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the Middle Ages. Lead forward up until England during the time of the Black Plague, and those same spices began to come out as things that would keep people from catching plagues and things that were beneficial for their health and keep them safe during all times of the year. And so I thought we'd talk about some of those spices very briefly and then talk about what some things that are being done in this day to carry that tradition on.
All right, Randy. So what are those spices?
There's quite a large list of them. You can use any number of things. The basic mulled cider blend that I use contains ginger, orange peel, cinnamon, allspice, clove, and star anise. There are people that do variations on that. Some people don't like anise because it has a licorice flavor, and so they may leave out.
Is that black licorice or red licorice?
Black licorice.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
Yeah. Black licorice actually doesn't use the spice licorice. It actually uses anise oil, a different spice altogether. But what we come to think of as black licorice taste actually comes from the star anise. And so if you like that flavor, then you'd want to put that in your mulled cider.
You're guaranteed to learn something new every episode of Natural Health Dialogue.
If you don't like that spice, just leave it out. Same thing, orange peel. Most of us like orange peel, but it's a citrus, and you could very easily substitute lemon peel or tangerine peel or lime peel or put all of those in there as your citrus part of that spice as well. Mm. Remember that every one of those has tremendous benefit. Ginger was used in the Americas way back in the 16th century before we'd even the Spaniards brought it over, and we were using it for preventing little strokes. Or nowadays, it's my number one go-to for nausea. Anything dealing with nausea, whether it's morning sickness or motion sickness or just spinning the wrong or getting up too fast or whatever, if it's nausea, then ginger will help you take care of that. The orange peel helps to reduce fevers. It warms the body. Any of the citruses will do that. It helps also prevent gingivitis. So if you've got mouth issues and things, one of the best things that you can do is drink lemon water or things which are boiled with lemon peel. So lemon peel, orange peel will help with those issues as well. And there's one reference that I read that says that, quite frankly, orange peel or something with orange peel in it just helps to get rid of the midwinter blues. So it's something that you could drink in a hot tea year-round. Remember that tea in America has two different connotations. One is using the tea plant. Green tea, black tea, white tea, those are all plant which is called the tea plant. Mm-hmm. We in America, though, call tea anything that's herbal or plant-based, that we boil it in water and then we drink that water, we call it tea. And so many of those herbal teas will help us get through the winter blues as well.
So not only physical, but psychological benefits.
Absolutely,
to natural health.
Yeah. And there's something about drinking a warm drink on a hot, on a cold winter day that's very therapeutic anyway. It just helps us get rid of those winter blues. The cinnamon we talked about extensively last week, but a couple of things that I didn't mention then are that it's been used historically for respiratory things like bronchitis. It can do arthritis. It's great for helping with stomach upset, fevers. It'll also help some with nausea. And it also helps to slow down and sometimes totally prevent diarrhea, which can be a problem during the winter season as well. Clove also will help with nausea. So we got several things there that are nauseous. But remember, in the cold, when you've got, you're feeling sick anyway, nausea is one of the primary conditions that you have. And so
you've got the flu going on and colds and all
flus
that.
Flus and colds and things. And so all of these things combine to help with those issues as well. When you put those together, the way we like to do it is you can buy a mulled cider blend that most of your stores will have those, or you can just buy these individual spices. Mm-hmm. And then you take a piece of cheesecloth, put the spices in there and tie the cheesecloth up, and then use your medium that you're going to use. Some people do it in water, although that's not terribly popular. Mm-hmm. More popular is to use apple cider. Mm-hmm. Or just plain apple juice. Mm-hmm. Put it on the oven. You don't bring it to a boil. You just put it there to simmer. And then you take your spice ball, this cheesecloth with all your spices in it, throw that into the water and let it just simmer for several hours.
Oh.
I can remember as a boy, my mom would put a big pot of apple cider on the oven, throw a spice ball in it, and we would just drink apple cider all day long. It's also great for a party because then when your apple cider starts getting low, you just pour in more apple cider. And generally, your spice ball will make you several gallons of mulled cider.
Okay.
Just let it sit there for hours or for a couple of days and just let it simmer. Keep it warm so that nothing in it spoils. And then you can just continue to add apple cider or apple juice as you like.
So you get a lot of mileage out of cider ball or
a lot of mileage out of it. You know, I lived for a while too in Germany, and it seems like the Kris Kringle Marts, the shopping centers that were oriented toward the holidays, the whole of the area that you would go to smelled of mulled cider, only they called it Glühwein because they didn't use apple juice. They used hard apple cider or they used wine. Mm. And they used the same spices to go in their warm wine or their warm hard ciders to make what they call Glühwein, which was absolutely prevalent throughout Germany during the holiday season.
So it creates those iconic holiday scents.
Absolutely. The things that we normally think of, that we make candies and cookies for the holidays, cakes for the holidays, those same things then become a tea or a drink, which just adds to the ambiance, adds to the character of the whole holiday season.
So between mulled cider and Puerto Rican turkey, then our house is going to be something that our kids will remember for the rest of their lives.
Always. Very aromatic, things that we completely go into our senses and make us think of the holiday season. It becomes a part of the holiday season. You can do these at any time of the year, and the therapeutic benefits are there any time of the year, but they really make for a very special holiday season. We're going to be airing this particular podcast on the day before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And so people can grab those spices and make their Christmas even more special. Puerto Rican turkey, mulled cider, and lots of family and friends to just enjoy the season with.
Amen. And by the way, that Puerto Rican turkey recipe is in the last podcast episode, I believe, and also will be on the website, along with the mulled cider recipe, correct? Can we put that up there, Randy?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Absolutely.
Well, we hope you've had a very informative time with us today on Natural Health Dialogue.
Enjoy the holiday season. May they be blessed for you and for your family and for your friends.